Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, May 22nd. You'll be interested to know, 119 years ago today, in the year 1906, the Wright brothers, Orville and Wilbur, were granted United States patent number 821,393 for their flying machine. This groundbreaking invention laid the foundation for modern aviation, transforming human transportation and connecting the world in unprecedented ways. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, there's a slight chance of light rain, and it feels like 41 degrees with 20 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:28, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for a rainy Thursday with cloudy skies and a high near 52, along with an east wind gusting up to 35 miles per hour. Tonight, expect heavy rain and isolated thunderstorms early, then showers and some patchy fog, with a low around 45 and a north wind gusting to 37 miles per hour. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Thursday will be at 7:15 with a low tide at 1:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 52 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect rain showers and patchy fog on Friday, with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 52. Friday night brings a chance of rain with a low around 48. Saturday has a chance of rain showers, turning partly sunny with a high near 61. Saturday night remains mostly cloudy with a low around 48. Sunday will be partly sunny, reaching a high near 64, while Sunday night cools down to around 50. Memorial Day features mostly sunny skies, with a slight chance of rain after 5 p.m. and a high near 71. Monday night could see a slight chance of rain, with a low around 53. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, since the beginning of May, more than 400 residents in Massachusetts have filed petitions to seal their eviction records, according to Senator Lydia Edwards. The new law, part of the Affordable Homes Act, aims to eliminate barriers to housing. So far, 122 petitions have been granted. Edwards also mentioned that an amendment was adopted to allocate an additional $7.2 million to the trial court, addressing workforce needs. She emphasized the importance of investing in the court system to ensure due process for individuals without legal representation. Now on to sports. In a significant shakeup, Team Penske has parted ways with its top three IndyCar leaders, following a qualifying scandal for the Indianapolis 500. Team President Tim Sindrick, Managing Director Ron Ruzuski, and General Manager Kyle Moyer are no longer with the organization after violations were discovered during tech inspections. Roger Penske expressed his commitment to integrity, apologizing to fans and partners for the organization's failures. The violations involved illegally altered parts, leading to penalties that include suspensions and starting positions for cars in the race. Industry voices, including rival owner Chip Ganassi, emphasized the importance of upholding sportsmanship in racing. In local sports, last night at Fenway, the Sox fell to the Mets 5-1, missing a sweep opportunity. Brett Beatty's three big or best powered New York past Boston with a crucial two-run single in the seventh. Despite six hits, the Sox could only manage a sacrifice fly from Duran. Hendricks suffered the loss. The Sox now stand at 25-26, trying to steady in the AL East. Tonight, the Sox face the Orioles at Fenway for Game 1 of a four-game series. Lucas Giolito, with a 2.25 ERA, goes against Cade Povich, sporting a 1.21 ERA. First pitch is at 6:45, with chilly skies around 48 degrees. In top news, Bitcoin has surged to a new record, exceeding $109,500, driven by bullish momentum and a strengthening regulatory outlook for cryptocurrencies. As of around 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday, Bitcoin was trading above $108,000, even amid rising bond yields and a declining broader market. The cryptocurrency has jumped more than 40% since early April, following President Trump's changes to tariff policies. Sean Farrell, head of digital asset strategy at Fundstrat, noted the market's shift to buy the dip mode. A stablecoin regulation bill recently advanced in the Senate, which could further boost Bitcoin's position. In business news, during a recent Microsoft Build session, the company's head of security for artificial intelligence accidentally exposed confidential information about Walmart's use of Microsoft's AI tools. This occurred after two former employees disrupted the event to protest against Microsoft's cloud contracts with the Israeli government. Despite the session being muted, security inadvertently switched to Microsoft Teams, revealing internal communications that highlighted Walmart's enthusiasm for Microsoft's Entra and AI Gateway services. The protest reflects ongoing tensions regarding Microsoft's involvement in the conflict in Palestine, as activists continue to challenge the company's practices. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% to about $108,000. Ethereum is up 1% to just under $26. And Goatsy's Maximus is down 2% to 16 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Mornings sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. The exciting possibility of reversing damage to the lungs and heart is drawing closer as scientists make remarkable strides in regenerative medicine. After decades of challenges, the Scripps Research Institute in La Jolla, California, is developing techniques to stimulate the body's own stem cells to repair crucial organs. Their groundbreaking methods have shown promise in lab settings, restoring dead tissue in various species in humans. As Pete Schultz, CEO of Scripps, states, "We have the potential in the next 2 to 3 years to show we can reverse lung damage and heart damage. This could fundamentally change disease treatment and improve countless lives." And in entertainment news, Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning is a huge mess, but it's also a fun mess. The film suffers from solemnity overload, drowning viewers in heavy montages and voiceovers about Ethan Hunt's sacrifices. However, it eventually transitions into thrilling action, showcasing impressive sequences, including a remarkable submarine scene and a breathtaking stunt with Tom Cruise hanging from a plane. While the movie grapples with its identity and past callbacks, it manages to entertain. Ultimately, it appears that Cruise and director Christopher McQuarrie reclaimed their vision, creating a captivating, if flawed, addition to the franchise. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and businessman, Thomas Edison. And he said, "Genius is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.